Good morning. For those who I have not had the chance to meet, my name is Evan Williams. Nice to see all of you. I'm normally in the 9 o'clock service, so it's nice to see some unfamiliar faces. Speaking of which, quick side note before I get started: this is such a cool weekend for me to get to do this because 11:15, I get to sing the songs that I look at the insert at the 9 o'clock and say, "Well, why don't we get to do that now?" This morning we had the first informed communion to see all those happy young faces, and then yesterday at the 5:30 we had the blessing of the pets, which resulted in a slightly different and perhaps maybe less captive audience, but it was interesting nonetheless. anyway, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come up here and talk to you about my stewardship reflection. When I first sat down to collect my thoughts on what to talk about, I didn't have any clue what to say. Do I quote scripture? Do I talk about what my perceived needs are for the church and how stewardship can help advance that? What is the most meaningful thing that I could say to you in these few minutes this morning? After prayer and reflection, I settled on none of the above. I truly believe that the most impactful message that I can deliver to you this morning is to explain what this church means to me, how it has deepened my faith, and how stewardship has enhanced that. In order to do that, I think it's helpful to give you some background on myself and my family and how we ended up here at the Fig. My wife and I got married in 2008, right in time for the financial crisis to hit. And as somebody who had chosen the finance industry of his field of choice, a bit of upheaval was inevitable, which resulted in us and our young son James moving a grand total of 4 times in a 3-year period, which included a 2-year stint in Chicago before my native Texan wife looked at me and said, are you nuts? We're going to stay in these winters for forever, and we're going back home whether you like it or not. We were not necessarily struggling to make ends meet, and I look back on that period of time fondly. But in the early years of our newly formed family, while we had us, we never had a place that really felt like home. Similarly, while we always had God with us wherever we were, and went to church wherever we were living, we never had a place where we felt like a member of the body of Christ. A church home, if you will. We were fortunate that about a year after my daughter Caroline was born, and while Jessica was pregnant with our youngest Ben, the financial world had settled enough and my career was back on track to the point where we were ready to put down roots. We bought a house that we immediately fell in love with and checked that home box fairly quickly. And just so happened, it's right up the street from the Fig, where we'd been a few times before buying the home. Some friends of mine from college had been here for a few years and suggested that we check it out. God was clearly directing us here, and we were smart enough to listen. It doesn't always happen that way. Fast forward a bit to just this past spring, and I'm walking out of our usual 9 a.m. service. My son Ben was already with Miss Doris. Jessica was taking Caroline to Sunday school, and I was rushing off per usual late to teach the way that morning. I felt a tug at my shirt and turned around to see James staring up at me saying, "Mama says you have to take me to Sunday school." Without thinking, I said, "Hey, buddy, I can do that, but are you comfortable running up there yourself?" His eyes lit up with the look of a 5-year-old who's getting a freedom he's not normally accustomed to and bolted off without a response. About an hour later, after the way had adjourned, I went back and thought about that moment, particularly why I let my 5-year-old run off without thinking. To that point, the only other place I'd ever done that is our own home, and even then with some level of reservation. Why did I do that? Why was I so comfortable? Then I looked around and saw all the familiar faces wandering about the church, and it dawned on me. God had made us a home here, and at that moment I knew James and the rest of my family would always be happy and safe in this place. It's funny that it took me to that point to realize what the Fig has meant for my faith and for the growth of my family as Christians. Really, since the day we walked in the door, we felt a warmth from the people in this church that we had never before experienced. And each time we walk in the door, we feel closer to God. It just took me a little longer than it should have to wake up to that. Now, my wife had to take off after the 9, but she would be here to attest to my stubbornness, so that's not hyperbole. And that's the point I really want to get at when I talk about my experience with stewardship. I look back at the other churches that my family and I had spent time cycling through as we moved from place to place, and while we always put something in the offering basket as it was circling around on Sunday mornings, the idea of committing time and pledging resources to those churches outside of an hour or two Sunday mornings just was really never crossed our minds before. But this was different. God had clearly directed us here and made a home for us. And that has changed things for me, for my family. The deep connection that I feel with this church has had a profound impact on the role of stewardship in my life. I have begun seeking out ways that I can help make this church, my home, as great a place as possible for my church family. I now treasure the time that I spend here, whether it be in church services or formation classes, helping to organize the way in the spring, or participating in the stewardship committee, which has ultimately ended up me having the chance to talk to you here this morning. The same has been true for my wife, who has loved her time in the book group with Mother Erin on Wednesday mornings, or teaching VBS, or now teaching the formation class for preschoolers. The time we spend here has deepened our connection to the community and to our faith, and has the nice side effect of the teaching of us reading a lot more scripture around the house than we otherwise would. It's not just the time that we've spent here, though, that has had an impact on us, though. When we first started pledging to the church, it felt more like an obligation than anything. But the more time we've been here, and the way we've seen what the church is doing with the resources that we've been privileged to be a part of helping to provide, the more generous we have tried to become. And that has had the circular effect of us wanting to spend more and more time here. I would liken it to a sort of sacred loop, if you will. And it is that sacred loop that I wanted to share with you this morning as I reflect on stewardship, and that it's my hope that you will all join in experiencing that with me. And I hope that we will all take advantage of this season of stewardship together to grow as members in the body of Christ. Thank you.